Please rise, join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Warren County Board of Supervisors, January 30th, 2024. Pretty good this year, I haven't used 2023 for at least a week. Okay, are there any changes to the tentative agenda? We have one, we're going to the City of Middletown, Des Moines County Law Enforcement Agreement. There's been Scrivener's error on that, so we'll just pull that off and put it on next week's agenda. And a tip of the hat to thank you, Lori. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Sarah Doty, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. If you have not reached out to me about your room for ISAC, I do need to know soon if you're gonna stay, and both nights are just one. But other than that, just business as usual.
Thank you, Sarah. Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Nothing really new to report, just keeping busy.
Thank you. Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Hi, good morning. Got a lot happening. Not really any major news for the board, but deputies have been very busy. All law enforcement really has been. Our intake's been very busy. A lot of people in and out of the jail. We're up to 88 adults. 11 of those are out of county, plus two juveniles. But we have some scheduled movement, but if our intake stays as busy as it has been, then we'll see where that number takes us this week.
I think you're going a lot of movement on that sex register thing. That's a good thing, Kevin.
Yeah, it's
really good.
Holding them accountable, letting them know that all those rules will be enforced, and we do a lot of checks on that, and I think it sends out the message that you need to remain in compliance, and it'll make things easier in the future when we can establish that.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Rodney Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just busy. Nothing new to report. Thank you.
You missed the snow?
Yep, missed the snow this week, so we'll cut a break.
Jared Lasser, land use.
Pretty much the same thing. Keeping busy as usual, but nothing new to report.
Thank you, Jared. Chris Lee, conservation.
Hi, good morning. Not a whole lot going on. Staff was at a conference last week. We're kind of settling back into your routine, just the little slog out of the rest of winter into spring.
Thanks, Chris. Ken Heinman, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Good morning. Not a lot to report this week. I did meet with Ryan because she's redoing all of our job descriptions for the 13 county region. And so I'll continue to be Coordinator of Disability Services for Des Moines County. I'll continue to do evidence-based practices for the 13 counties. And I'm also gonna be visiting people at the MHIs will be one of my new responsibilities coming up. So all good.
You'll have a little more traveling than that, won't you, Ken?
Going to Cherokee's, 5 hours and 15 minutes from my office.
So
it's each way. So yeah, that'll be, it's only once a quarter that I have to meet face to face with people who are lingering at the MHIs. And then, but monthly I'll do some screen time with them. Yeah. So yeah.
Thank you, Ken. Janelle Nally-Long with Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning, we're keeping busy. Last Friday we mailed out our 1099s, and Tuesday, we got the property tax credit forms printed and in the mail to residents who were eligible last year. Those are usually due back by June 1st, so that if you are eligible, your statements can be adjusted accordingly. And motor vehicle's gonna be busy today. We had about 300 junking certificates brought in from a local scrap dealer last night, so we're just keeping busy.
Good. Thank you, Janelle. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just keep it busy too. Nothing new to report.
Thank you, Natalie. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
I'm just trying to find 3 more hours in every day to get everything done. I do want to give Rodney and his staff kudos on the snow removal. Last week, I was in a county about an hour to the west of here without naming names, but their courthouse sits in the middle of a block, and it was slush and ice, and everyone was sliding around, and we were at a stage where sidewalks should have been cleared. So I was just very impressed with how our county does such a great job of making sure that sidewalks are clear, that people can get in and out of our government buildings easily without mishap. I was just flabbergasted at how bad the sidewalks looked in that county, and was very proud to know that we don't do that in Northern counties. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Rod.
Pass it along.
Thank you, Lisa. No, I'll wait. Angie Vaughn,
Well, I don't know how to be better bright today. We've been very busy today, so just want to remind the department heads and everyone to touch base with the employees, remind them that just because the weather's getting better, I think everyone's getting this real urge to really get out and move. Still take it easy, slow down, pay attention, and be alert of what's going on and what you're doing. So,
okay.
I'll go from there.
Thanks, Angie. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. Nothing new to report.
Thank you. Brian Carter, Moy County Engineer.
So I want to remind everybody after Chris said spring that it is not springtime. It's still January.
We can hope.
Yeah.
Only for a couple of days.
I know. yeah, I don't know what to say.
Sure you don't.
We have dealt with every condition since the beginning of December that you can have, and we've done it all in about the course of 5 weeks. It just doesn't lead to very good gravel roads. I mean, the pavements, yeah, if you live on pavement, you're living a pretty good life at the moment. Your driveway might not be very good for you, but I guess the best thing I can say is if you get guys or get people calling, have them call our office, but they may not like the message. They probably won't like the message. This is the lecture of the fact that we don't have enough money in the county to go rocking every gravel road that everybody feels is soft or whatever terminology. I did actually hear the word flabbergasted just the other day relating to my office and the road. So I will say that we had two sections of road last week that by Friday we figured out pretty quick somebody must have spread salt on them back when it was icy. They were as close to impassable as you can get without truly being impassable. It didn't help, of course, that we got, what, an inch plus of rain Thursday night. I've talked to two different owners out there. They both believe that they were spread. It's a bus stop area, and if you look at where it fell apart right where the bus and where the parents park on the side of the gravel road. And then once you get beyond that, it looks like a soft gravel road. It looks like most of our gravel roads. The other spot was through, it's about a quarter mile, probably longer, and it was, it's two hills in an area where people were stuck completely on the ice and weren't patient enough for a motor grader to get there. And we suspect that one, well, I mean, it's the worst one we have. I mean, there's no question somebody spread salt in there. In fact, the cars had all driven out by the time the motor grader got there. So gives you an idea of how that went. And so we're pretty much just burying money here the last couple of days in the worst of the worst spots. I think yesterday it was a shorter spot. We got 276 tons of inch and a half clean rock hauled. Not the rock you would ever put on a gravel road normally. And that's what it took to get that road back to passable. The other one we're still hauling today. I don't know where that total will land. I know I heard them this morning on the radio and they were dumping rock and then backing out because it was so bad to get through. And that was after working all day yesterday. So, you know, when they're done, it won't be perfect, but there will be a path through it. But I harp about, I spoke to multiple school districts yesterday. They tend to have a habit of wanting to use salt when they have bus issues. And I remind them that if the road falls apart, you won't be running a bus through it after that until we have time to work on it. We have a couple of local businesses that seem to want to do it, and they just don't understand if it doesn't, you know, if it falls apart, it's a bad deal, and it's really expensive. So those were the two worst of the worst. We are basically, that's our focus for the next couple days, is just basically the worst of the worst. We're gonna do just a little bit of spot rock, what we call spot rock in each district, basically just one truck for one day kind of a thing, so that each blade guy can try to address their worst. I mean, and I'm talking, their worst is not what I'm talking about as far as these other two roads. These other two roads, you could have, at some point you might have been able to stop with four wheel drive and not got going again. They were that bad. So anyway, there's a lot of folks out there that have just been through a really hard winter, a really hard 3 weeks, let's face it. Tired of the snow, tired of that. Now they're not happy about the potholes, or they're not happy about the road being slimy and getting their vehicle dirty, and I'd say it, but that's what they're gonna live with for a couple more months. They should just hope it freezes. That would be the best case scenario right now. But if you look at the forecast, it's going to stay warm for a couple more weeks. There's still frost in the gravel roads. It's not like we're out doing any blading, which we should all be happy there's still frost at the moment, because the roads that don't have frost are the ones that have salt on them, and you can go see what those look like at the moment. So I don't know. We just got to keep melting this snow and get rid of it as fast as we can, and then find out what February brings for us. So it's not a lot of good messages in there. And unfortunately, it's going to be a theme for the next couple weeks, and then we'll see what the weather pattern does. But yeah, it's the nature of it. I don't think I've ever, from the road, I've driven a lot of roads, I don't think I've ever seen more rock shift off of roads than I've seen this year. And there's just nothing the blade guys could do about it. But nothing. You know, we spent December wet, basically just trying to take care of potholes, blade is when you had time, and we froze, and then we got a 12-inch wet snow, and we didn't quit after that. And then we, on top of all of that, we had two ice events dated back to back, and so the guys kept doing that, and it's really hard on gravel roads. So we'll keep doing the best we can, but unfortunately there is no money that's going to re-rock every road in the county immediately, so we're going to just trudge our way through. And I know I had a gentleman frustrated yesterday because I tried to explain to him that we were working somewhere that was worse than his road, and worse than his road. And we go look at them. I mean, that's the job, and so you got to, you know, because you are just literally working on the worst of the worst, and he sure didn't like that opinion. But that is the nature of it. So yeah. So it's a good time for road employees. So but we are making headway. We have improved the one of those two you can get through now. It's clear full of inch and a half, but it's done, and by the time they're done down south on the other one, they'll be able to get through that too. You probably won't pull off on the shoulder, but you'll be able to get through the middle of it. Anyway, it's not the best time in the world to be on a gravel road, so if you love that rural living, this is unfortunately part of it every so often. We've had a couple really good winters in a row where this we didn't have anything like this. Actually, a lot of winters when we didn't have anything like this. So,
I bet you don't get invited to many parties.
No, nor do I wish to go.
If it makes you feel any better, we're not the only county that's got that problem, because I had a meeting last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Deer happened to be in that meeting, and I talked to a couple other supervisors from counties around here.
Yep.
And
It's everywhere.
Their phones are ringing off the wall.
Yeah, it's every landowner tells you that, you know, we told you that rock was junk, you should be hauling out it from the other quarry. And I've heard that from every single quadrant of the county. So, and you're right, it is all counties, and they'll go somewhere and drive a road and say, well, it's not like this there. And that goes both ways. I mean, we've all heard it. So it's just the way it is right now. Unfortunately, that's what it is. I think the quicker we can get rid of as much snow as possible, the better we're gonna be. I mean, that won't hurt anything to get rid of that moisture. So we'll just keep on going.
You're telling somebody's gotta be first, somebody's gotta be last, and you're in the middle.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the way it is right now. So like I said, if you guys get calls, don't hesitate to ask them if they've already called our office, because it doesn't hurt. I mean, that's how we found the road to the north that, like I said, I'm sure was salted at that bus stop. Is I got a call from a guy and left a message, and I went out and looked at it. The superintendents were busy. They were already chasing other stuff, and that day, actually, I'm not sure, it was right after that rain, so we were dealing with water issues here and there. And I went up and looked at it, and I mean, not that somebody else wouldn't have called, but that call is why we went and looked. It's, you're not on every mile all the way around, so it's not the end of the world to call. It just unfortunately doesn't also guarantee that we'll get there. I had plenty of calls just this morning about demanding rock, and unfortunately that's, the odds of it happening are pretty slim. So, but we'll make sure things are at least passable, and we'll live with the rest of it until we can see some light towards the real spring, and then we can go from there. But you get nervous this time you're putting rock out, because all it takes is one snow and one clear, and you'll shove half that rock back off the road. And unfortunately, that's the nature of it. So anyway, other than that, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. I would mention that we the DOT bid on our behalf a week and a half ago or something, the golf course road concrete job, which is just the hill, I'll remind you, from basically 99 up to the subdivision there at the top of that hill. And it came in right around the estimate. I think there was really good competition. I've got it in my binder, but I want to say there were 6 bidders on it. It's a farm to market job, just for reference. It used to be, we were hoping to do it local, but we didn't think we'd have enough money, which I think was the right decision. So we switched it to farm to market. And I think our estimate was, our official engineering estimate was 670. I guesstimated 700 for budgeting purposes, and it came in about 650 for the low bidder. So I don't have a time frame or anything like that. Eventually, we'll run something through the board, and then eventually Becky will do an electronic signature on your behalf. Tom is the chairman of the board, and we'll handle all that paperwork-wise. But and they have all the way out to October or something like that to start the project. So I don't know when it'll actually happen at this point. But came in competitive, good numbers, good competition. I think right now that's the best case scenario for any project. So that kind of gives you an idea of what's going on there.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Correspondence.
Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I didn't have any.
I have.
We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have an introduction to the Two Rivers Levee and Drainage District's new administrator. I would guess that's that gentleman sitting next to me.
I'll even stand up for this. I'm here today twofold. Happily, I am going to introduce my successor, Mr. Reed Wagenbach. He comes to us from the local area, born and raised here, and he is educated and has a degree in engineering. So he has started, and he's been with me for about 3 weeks now, coming up on a month. And he's doing very well, but he's on information overload right now. So please, if you haven't met him already, stop him. If you see him out anywhere, he'll be out in the district and in the office. Introduce yourself and get to know him, because he's a good guy. I think he'll do very well. Secondly, it's bittersweet. I'm going to fade into a corner. And you're not going to get rid of me altogether. But I'd like to thank all of you over the last 27 years. And that's how long it's been that you've had to put up with me. I've learned to know most of you and touch base with you in some form, some manner, through flood fighting, through conservation and crossings and camping issues, tax assessments, and Lisa, in trespassing issues, and the law enforcement in helping us with issues during flood fighting. And I have learned that over 27 years, you're just not business acquaintances. You have become friends. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to be dabbling in some state issues where it comes to levy and drainage, so it won't be too far away. And I've also told Reed, if we get into a high water situation, I'll be there to help. Brian and Kevin, I thank you mostly from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've done for us. And you're good friends. I'm not going to say I'm going to miss you, because I'm going to pester you. And you three, Jim and Tom and Shane, you've not only supported us in a district, but you've supported us. You supported me personally through many trying times. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's been a real trip and an experience. I've learned a lot, and it's been quite a journey. And I thank you for helping me through. Thank you.
If you look in the dictionary, utter the term irreplaceable, they'll have your picture. That's Reed. Rhetorically speaking, you have the biggest shoes in Southeast Iowa to fill.
I've come to learn that. I'm trying to learn.
I'm confident you will. And all the nice things you said about us, I'm sure I speak for everybody in the county. Work both ways. So we can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Reed, it's nice to meet you. I know your father. Tell him I didn't recognize you, because you're so much better looking than him. Make sure you tell him.
He takes after his mother.
Thank God.
Reed, you'll never be able to walk in those boots. But I hope you are able to handle your own shoes. I think she's got a lot of confidence in you, so we do too.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Good luck. That is bittersweet. Okay, we have a resolution. Approving the use of Des Moines County's UEI, Unique Entity Identification Number, or something like that. Shannon's not here. That's what it was. Whereas Conservation is requesting to use the Des Moines County UEI number. This allows the Conservation Department to file any FEMA-related documents with the Department of Homeland Security, whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors approves the use of UEA of our UEI number and assume all risk involved, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, Iowa, on this 30th day of January 24th, approve the use of the UEI number and assume all risk involved for the Conservation Department. Anything you want to speak to this about, Chris?
We're navigating the FEMA process and they require this, and so this is just boilerplate language. I think we had to do the same thing for roads, and so
yeah,
the county's got a UEI number on authorization to technically use it for our department.
I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
Move for a resolution for UEI number for conservation.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brewer?
Yes. We have a law enforcement agreement between Des Moines County and the city of Danville. I'll bet the sheriff is going to fill us in on this.
Yes. So any incorporated city in the county, they are to provide their own law enforcement, and we're happy to be part of that. We provide law enforcement for Danville, Middletown, and Mediapolis. And every year we look at the contract, and the way we can provide that service as economically as possible, but also provide the best service. And this year you'll just see that it's about a 3.5% increase over last year. We contract the same amount of hours as we did last year. We always exceed those hours, but we exceed those hours everywhere in Des Moines County and all the incorporated cities. I think it's a we're happy to be a part of it. It's a great service, and we're able to share our resources and work together on it. So we're happy to be moving forward with all the contracts for Danville, Mediapolis, and Middletown.
Sheriff missed one of my favorite little pieces of trivia. If an incorporated city does not provide law enforcement, that duty falls on the mayor.
It is an interesting situation. They are required to provide their own law enforcement. It's just the tax base that they retain, and so they are required to provide it. And there has been some, never within Des Moines County, but other areas of the state that has had some contentious contracts where they didn't go so well as they tend to go here, where they couldn't reach a contract, and that is the situation.
Thank you, Sheriff.
I move to approve the law enforcement agreement with the city of Danville.
I'll second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brewer.
Yes.
I live in Danville, so I feel a lot safer with you guys out there.
You know, we look at a lot of things. That hours that we spend is one thing, and that's just patrol hours is what we put in the contract. That doesn't account for the clerical hours, the investigations. If we have an incident, then our investigators are always taking part of that. The admin hours, and then the other costs like evidence logging and transport to the DCI lab, all the things that go along with law enforcement. So there's a lot of expenses there. But when we can share resources, we're doing that job countywide. So we're glad to be a part of it there as well.
I neglected to pull the Middletown one out, so we signed the wrong one. But I'm confident the auditor will have that corrected by next week.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you, Sarah. Okay, we have some amendments to the Des Moines County General Assistance Manual. Des Moines County has a general or a community assistance, community action, perform the general assistance duties for the county. And they recommended some changes in the manual. But, you know, the policies and procedures, they're used to dealing with this sort of thing, and it's a savings to Des Moines County. And what they recommended to make it more effective and actually save money, which is music to someone's ears. So, anyway, so I would ask for a motion to approve the changes to the county policies and procedures general assistance manual.
So moved.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Personnel actions for local health. We have Nancy Stewart, CNA, a new CNA hire effective January 22nd with an annual salary of $32,137.49.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. And we have one for DESCOM. We have Jeremy Parker, Telecommunicator 1, an anniversary raise. The new rate is $23.89 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. And finally, we have a personnel action. The Correctional Center, Hillary May, Correctional Officer, 60-month anniversary increase. Previous rate was $47,733.07. The new rate is $51,748.61.
So moved.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have reports. We have the auditor's report of fees collected for the fourth quarter of 2023. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review at your convenience. We have minutes for the regular meeting of January 23rd, 2024.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Any other business?
No.
I have none. Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I have none.
I had a Southeast Iowa Regional Planning meeting, and we got our yearly audit. And it's clean audit. I mean, no remarks on it whatsoever. And it's really good. And Jared updated us on some of the funding that we're getting.
Yeah, transportation projects. It was just some minor changes that need to be made in the four-year transportation program.
So outside of that, why? Everything else running good out there. They did elect new officers, but they kept the same officer they had last year. So I'm still treasurer.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I attended the Joint Safety Committee meeting, we approved the fiscal 25 budget, and it's going to cost the county a little less money this year than last year, so that's always good news. And that's all I have.
Very good news.
Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. You may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that call or email. In the meantime, does anybody in attendance have any comments or input? It's not usually this quiet from the press table.
I'll jump in and echo what Tom said. I worked with Vicki for 20 years, and I thought her comments were spot on, kind of in reverse back to her. I think she's been good to work with. I appreciate it because Vicki and I are very similar in the fact that it might hurt feelings, but you don't have to beat around the bush to find out what the actual information is.
I'd be careful saddling her with that.
she's not shy. And we haven't agreed on everything over the years, but we've gotten along. We've got everything done that needs to get done. And she works a very tough spot, just like a lot of us do, because she's got elected officials down there, and she's got a tax base down there that pays even higher taxes than most of us do because of being down in that area. So she's always been good to work with, and I've appreciated that. I've met Reed, and we've spent a couple meetings together already, and I think he'll do very well with it. Sounds like he wants to hit the ground running. I know he's got a ton to learn, and he won't even know what he has to learn for a couple years. It'll just all fill in as different things happen, and Vicky's not the type to disappear, so he's very fortunate on that front too. But anyway, has been a long, good working relationship. I don't actually consider it over because she's been talking retirement for a couple years, and she's not disappearing anytime soon. But it's been a good thing for Des Moines County, and a very good thing for the taxpayers, especially down in that area. So they probably don't all love it, but she's always been a watchdog and for everything going on. So.
Read if Vicki didn't tell you, anytime the board cell phone numbers are out there on the wall. If you don't have, if you would need them, Vicki would have them.
They're in my phone.
So anyway, so your good call, bad call, whatever you need, feel free to call.
And who's Reed's dad? Who's your dad?
Colin.
We can move on now.
Yeah, I've got nothing negative to say about Colin. We just go way back. I know he ain't kids that old. Man, that old fart. Make sure you tell him Shane said that.
Will do.
2 minutes, Rob.
Okay.
Short break.
Okay, well, we've got four closed sessions for employee evaluations. So we need to stay in session for that. So after we finish those, we will adjourn. So if, unless you're sitting around for a particular reason, it'll be a little while. So need a motion to go into closed session for employee evaluation.
I think we will be going to closed session for employee evaluations.
I want to go.
You'll
do that.
Did
you second that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sarah, sorry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Tom Brown?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.